The reading this morning is Leviticus 13, verses 38 to 46. When a man or woman has white spots on the skin, the priest is to examine them, and if the spots are dull white, it is a harmless rash that has broken out on the skin. That person is clean. When a man has lost his hair and is bald, he is clean. If he has lost his hair from the front of his scalp and has a bald forehead, he is clean. But if he has a reddish white sore on his bald head or forehead, it is an infectious disease breaking out on his head or forehead. The priest is to examine him. And if the swollen sore on his head or forehead is reddish white, like an infectious skin disease, the man is diseased and is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him unclean because of the sore on his head. The person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes, let his hair be unkept, cover the lower part of his face and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." As long as he has the infection, he remains unclean. He must live alone. He must live outside the camp.
Our reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 4. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gifts Moses commanded as a testimony to them." Reading Matthew's Gospel, I came to that part where Jesus is confronted with a man with leprosy. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed. Jesus had been teaching his disciples, and the crowds had been listening on. And I'm sure that the crowds were overwhelmed with his radical teaching, displays of authority, and that magnetism. The crowd were about to see teaching put into practice. Jesus not only had the power to declare, but also to perform. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, make me clean." We can assume that this man had lived in isolation for an unknown period of time, separated from family and friends, separated from the ability to provide due to his horrendous condition. This unidentified man has the belief that Jesus can make him clean and restore him to his rightful place in society. We've been living with COVID-19 for many months, separated, isolated from family and friends, feeling the pain of loneliness and isolation for many. I ask myself, is there a difference between lonely and loneliness? For many, the isolation from the wider side of community is an everyday occurrence. Recall a conversation with one of my former church members who was living in sheltered housing. People living around her but still felt isolated because most had mobility problems. What she said was that you can be lonely even in a crowd. The longing for a letter to read that would last for a week or more. An art that sadly we've lost today. My own father, after the death of my mother, with the comings and goings of 7 children and families, shared the feeling of being alone when all had left and the house quietened. Many have, I'm sure, felt the pain of isolation, longing to embrace, to hug those who are important to them. This man with leprosy believed that Jesus had the power to heal and restore him, to enable him to retake his place in society. Leprosy was a contagious disease that required separation from the rest of society. We heard the passage from Leviticus 13. But if you read chapter 13 and 14, the demands put on a person who appears to have the symptoms of leprosy. The need to be examined by priests, and if found to be unclean, to be put outside of the community. This encounter in Matthew's Gospel takes place after the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was not looking for large crowds. He was looking for disciples. He was not looking for crowds to follow him, but to those who will follow him as Lord and Saviour. In verse 2, we meet the leper. Notice this leper again has no name, who asks a direct question to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." We've heard the requirements of Old Testament scripture as to what was expected of a person with leprosy and what they should do. The unknown leper was considered to be morally and spiritually unclean. It was not possible for interaction to take place, but Jesus put into practice what he had been teaching. We need to know that the leper kneels before Jesus. He comes with humility. He does not presume that Jesus will heal, that he'll take him out of his loneliness and isolation, but believing that Jesus has the power and the authority. The priests of the day often ran away when they saw a leper coming. There was that separation of going on to the other side, the unclean. I wonder what was on the faces of the crowd who saw Jesus touch the leper. Jesus, full of compassion, for touching a leper was to be rendered unclean. Make no mistake, this man was in a desperate situation. Leprosy disfiguring his body and face. He was made unable to participate in any of the religious activity. He simply kneels before Jesus and says, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." I wonder what those around made of this. Was Jesus mad? Jesus responds with just a few words. "I am willing, be clean." The leper is told not to tell anyone, but go to the priest and offer a gift, as that was laid out in the early part of Leviticus. What an experience, freed from loneliness and isolation. Was Jesus breaking the law? Was the man cleansed before Jesus even touched him? Did the man's faith make contact with the power of God in Jesus? What of today, with our separation, with the separation people have felt over COVID-19? We are called to place our trust in God, to believe that the separation we have encountered is a test of our faith. And God can dispel the shadows of loneliness and bring us into a constant presence, the presence of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, who loves us and who has promised to be with us always, even to the ends of the earth. May you and I find peace and harmony in the lonely times and a sense of joy in the up times. Let us remember that in all situations we can have a conversation with our friend Jesus. He is waiting for us to open up. He's waiting for us to start the dialogue. He's wanting to welcome us into a new way of living. COVID-19 has been desperately sad for so many. And we pray this morning for all those who are still affected. We pray for those who are mourning because there is other issues. We pray for those who are ill and who need that special touch. Not all can be healed, but we can all have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. that we know he stands with us and walks with us in every way. For we have a friend in Jesus.